Blog Talk Radio. 2022, the year of 2022. And it's the sister's night. They say it's the sister's night because it's dealing with the children. And we had asked if we could use Sunday night and Tuesday nights for talking about the children themselves. Sometimes other subjects are brought up in it, and we talk about other things, current events also, you know, including information on the children. But we would like to focus mainly on the children. And then maybe the last 30 minutes or so of our program. And maybe then we can speak on the message of concern and removal of the racial images or any image that portray divine and from our worshiping places and from our homes and teach our, we begin to teach our children better, teach them the truth about the different images. And also about real estate, the half of the last half of the program on Tuesdays and Sundays. This Blog Talk Radio show is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad's STEM School. And before the program is over, we will give you the email address, the website, and you can check it out yourself. It's beautiful. It's very knowledgeable. A lot of educational information that the children need for themselves, and some of the older people as well, who are really not up on a lot of things, you know. Oh, I have a toothache. I'm trying to get through this, but also I want to mention some hosts. We will, first of all, we are on from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Friday is the only day that we're not on, this Jumu'ah day. And it comes on at 1 Eastern Standard Time. And then it comes on at, in L.A., I think it comes on at 1 also, you know, so you can calculate that time for yourself and see what time that would be L.A. time. But the STEM program is a very good program for the children, the younger people, to be a part of, because it teaches them about science, technology, economics, or aromatics, economics, and then aromatics for A, and then math for M. Like I said, I'm going to give you the email address, person to contact if you want to get further information, and the website, so that we can get into the program. And Brother Amin helps us with that. He's the one who's the helped to sponsor that. He helps too. He works with that. And he may be on a little later. We can be able to tell you more about it too, where you can ask him questions. But it's a beautiful website. It's completed now. And it's a beautiful website. So we have the host. I'd like to mention the host. I'm Sister Daya. Anansha Baz Akbar, and my husband, Brother Abdullah Akbar of Decatur, Georgia. Then we have Brother Sujar and Sister Quran Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And you have Brother Muhammad, A. Muhammad, from Columbus, Georgia. And then you have our Imam, Imam Abdullah, or Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, from Atlanta, Georgia. So all of us, and Brother Amin, of course, Amin Yasir Muhammad, out of L.A., Los Angeles, California. So now you have all the people, all the hosts that you may hear things, get information from, those days that they're on and they were scheduled to be on. And you can tell you whether you can be able to send your donations for the STEM school. And toward the message of concern as well. So you'll get all the details. You will get all the details. When Brother Amin comes on and he wants to explain it to you about the STEM school, which is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad, the program is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School, Message of Concern. And he will give you all the details, and I'll read off to you also the website and the email address a little bit further on. Okay, we did open up in prayer, and we did bear witness to God shall attain. So we want to, first of all, let you know that we're serious about the message of concern. Otherwise, we wouldn't be trying to get your attention or talk about it, because it is very important for our children's sake to know about the message of concern and about their creator and about the STEM schools and about El Islam, some teaching we have teaching on here as well. Like we say, good teaching, good preaching. So we learn a lot of things here. And we have presenters as well. Sometimes it's hard to get presenters because everybody's so busy. You know, they're working and can't get the right night for them to come on due to the hours that we have, you know, from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m., which most of them are Eastern Standard Time, that is. And most of them are trying to get themselves ready for the next morning for work or for work. So I wanted to, I see people on now, and if you have at any time any questions, you want to make any contribution or participate in any conversation or give us current events to share with us your current events, your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, just push one on your telephone receiver, and we will open your mic, and we will announce the first three numbers, which is your area code, and your last four numbers, which is the suffix. The prefix is the area code, and the suffix is the last four numbers of your telephone number. So that way that's how we'll be calling on you. And then you'll be brought into the queue to voice whatever your concern is. Please keep it respectful. And have consideration for others. Okay. Yeah. I want to start off reading something to you that had been sent to me earlier. And it's sent in the column, I wouldn't say about racism, I would just say about information and education being shared of different people of color and the treatment that they received due to racism. And someone was sent to me about, I don't know if you remember her, Aunt Jemima, the pancake mix, and person as well as the syrup. She also made a syrup, and they told about how she has just been forgotten, and how important she is and was for the invention that she had with the pancake flour mix and the syrup. I'm sorry, my phone. It's a new phone. It gets so full right away. With lessons and classes. Let me. Of it is what every parent should know about the worship of human imagery in religion and their child's mental health by Henry S. Muhammad. And it's a book that has 126 pages and it has 26 chapters, and they're all about people of color. In the back of this book, there are quotes from the Holy Bible, King James Version, and the Holy Quran. I usually start that off with this because it uplifts me a bit to read them. Opens my mind a little bit about that graven image. You know, I always try to do this with my part of the message of concern, removal of all images that portray divine, remove all images from worship that portray divine. And we want to pay attention to Deuteronomy 5th chapter, 8th verse. And it says, "Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth." Then one other over here is Deuteronomy. Out that bad. Looks like the best thing that I wanted to read. The other page that I have been reading looks like it's no longer in this book. Well, well, well. Oh, here it is. Exodus. I'm sorry. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." So those two biblical chapters and the verses are similar, have similar words, of, if not exact words, and which brings to my mind that for them to indicate this and write this twice, same words, just different chapters and verses, then, you know, it must hold some philosophy, you know, must hold some weight, because for them to put it in the Bible twice, King James Version, A lot of people don't pay attention to that. They say, oh, that's minute. No, but it would behoove you to pay attention to that. You know, someone's going to mention something twice. And what you would consider as one of your holy books, then it must be telling you something, trying to tell you something, trying to get you to pay special attention to something. Okay, going to the Holy Quran now. I'm going to just read Anissa, the woman, from the Holy Quran, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, it is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not, Trinity desists. It will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous chastisement, nor will they find besides Allah in it to protect, to help. And one short one now, coming from the Quran. The name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Say he is Allah, the one and only, Allah the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him. And that was Surah Ikhlas, Surah 112, Ikhlas, the purity of worship. Okay, now each of those that I just read from the Holy Quran speaks on one God, okay, one creator. So those two that were read also is an indication that the Bible as well as the Quran speaks on it being only one Quran, I mean one creator and not three, or one God and not three. God, which is the creator to us. Okay. And don't forget, if anyone would like to contribute anything, just push one on your phone receiver and we'll turn on your mic and you'll be brought into the queue. If not, then I'm trying to find something on my phone.
We open the band witness and we testify there is no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the Prophet, mean that he brought the final revelation that we can put this world back together, that the people in power or the people with knowledge won't let that happen or trying to keep block that from happening. So we're here tonight to point to the problem of how we can save our children. And not only do we have to be good mothers and fathers, we have to be the kind of example to our children that can't be questioned. But this world is going to pot. Every time you turn the news on, some mother, some father done killed the whole family. And now they're still going into schools and killing up the babies, the next generation. And the Republicans and the Democrats refuse to pass bill that will protect the children of this country. They're trying to get the teachers to buy guns. Bring about another problem. They have guns in the classroom. So if you're not going to protect your children, then claim that that's what you want to do. You want to stop abortion because you don't want no baby aborted. But you don't care if some man come in the school with an M16 and kill up a bunch of them. That'll abort the kids, but you don't want to stop that, but you want to stop abortion. You're a hypocrite. You're a real hypocrite. And that's what that image undone that made hypocrites out of our Caucasian brothers and our African-American and other people who want to be like the Caucasian. See, when honor likes attract and like repair, you want to be like the evil and wicked people that the scripture condemn. The scripture said don't do this and don't do that. And the people that you see in the world today say, I'm going to do it because I don't have no fear. I don't fear God. I can't see God. And anyway, Jesus done died for my sin. My sin's already been paid for. So no matter what I do, my sin has been paid for. And when I do see Jesus, I'm going to run up to him. I'm going to eat all his flesh up and drink his blood. This is what they told in the churches, the blood of Christ. So our people that go to church, are the worldly people, especially African Americans, if they saw a man looking like Jesus, they going to get them a fork and a spoon and a knife and go to work eating his flesh up. They going to kill this man and drink his blood, and they ain't going to think nothing about it because all the lies they've been giving for years, it's come to roost. You can tell a lie for so long, for 400 years, after 400 years, it's still alive. And the only way to end that lie is Almighty God truth comes in and evaporate that lie, get rid of it by good people. And it's hard to find good people today. Nobody want to take a stand for what is right. Long as somebody in your family and their family is not getting killed, they're not saying nothing. But soon, if somebody in their family get killed, or you think they're a lawyer or a psychiatrist, you think they're a freedom fighter, they're ready to go to work to fight that what just had happened. So if the churches don't turn the language around and start teaching the pure truth, then this problem is only going to get bigger. And they had a gay pride, a gay parade here in Athens, Georgia, where one of my daughters lived. And the people loved and they respect the gay pride. After the Bible said God scarred the gay people. After all the evidence of gay people that they can't produce a baby. They got to wait for somebody who is supposed to be straight. And somebody's supposed to be straight to have a baby, and they make effort to get that baby in their fold. because they can't make no babies. Only thing they can make is filth. And what good are they? And God said, populate the earth in the Bible. And how can they populate the earth? And they can't have no babies, two men or two women. So we live in a sick society that we need the people, the leaders that we have, Muslim leaders, to stand up and go against this. And we need them to encourage the believers to work together and to buy from each other. They won't do that. They won't encourage each other to spend money. We should. That Elijah was a man with a third-grade education, and he knew to tell the people to do that. Don't buy from your enemy. And Prophet Muhammad and the scripture tell us we should be any meat, letting it a lamb. I know we having problems with the idea of Reba. We don't know enough about Reba to even spurge on that. But it is common sense. As a man loan you $1 million, you got to pay him something extra back. That's common sense. That is modern day respect for that person. Reba, I ain't a Reba. Everybody who tell you about Reba, they ain't Reba, but they try to get you to run away from it and make you think you're a holy person by believing in not having Reba. And this world in America where you live, you ain't living in no Muslim country, even the Muslim countries having problems with Reba. They want you to pay them something back for the big loan they gave you. So Imam had to go to Saudi Arabia, had to go over there and ask them, could they release the loan that he bought? And they said, yeah. They didn't want to, but they said, yeah. They understand. But they don't give you nothing. They ain't talking about no Reba. So we are living in a world that we have to change, and the only way we can change, you got, Imam said, you got to have 90% of the people being Muslim and knowing their religion. That's the only way you're going to bring about a change. Because as long as the people, 40% Muslim and 60% American Christian thinking with their philosophy, they're going to act like that. They're going to trust that philosophy they've been under. And that was wrong now. They trust that philosophy they've been under. That schooling they get when they go to the public school. Public school is designed to keep them away from any freedom, justice, and equality, or any ethnic growth that they might come into. If the public school are designed to keep them away from that. And they're doing that. They tell them, like the mothers and the fathers are telling their children, to go to school, get a career, or get you a good job, get you a techno training, and get you a good job. Never one time mentioned make job for somebody else, make job for their own people. So this is what we are faced with. We have to change the language. And Imam said, the language, we got to bring in a language that fit us and mold us and turn our life around. We have to change the language. So all praise is due to Allah. We're here tonight fighting the scheme of Satan, fighting what he has given us and what he has raised us in. But we too got to get these shackles off us. You got to get the plantation ghosts out of us so we can start making real progress. That on the news today, the African American who has put electric cars together, this is the son of the first car dealer. First car dealer, the first person to make a car was an African American. He made it before Henry Ford. And this man is a son of, come from that family, and that person that made the first car that Henry Ford and them stole from him and began the mass making a new car.
I guess in the fourth felt kind of guilty because he made sure he had plenty of African-American working for him. Don't tell it, these people stole so much from us. But the problem is they don't give us credit for it. And if we get the information and don't give each, and give the credit for, to ourselves for what we did and preaching and make sure that our children know about it, then we just as guilty as they are, holding back the knowledge. So Allah said he will never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. So let's work on this hard change. Let's work to be kind to each other and make progress. And whatever we decide to do, we can do it. Allah is with us. Allah is with the righteous. And when we start to be righteous and try to make something happen, Allah is going to reward us. You have to believe that. We have been the one who've been down and mowed down than any people on this planet. Ain't no other people that ever been in history have been put down less like us. Like the brother said, the word, reason they used the word, the B word to our, they were talking about our women, a dog, a litter. They didn't want to call our women a woman, so they said she was a bee, that bee, that bee. A bee is a dog, a female dog. And that's what they thought about our women. And that's what we are using that word. So that means we're thinking about that because that's the first thing you see in the rap music saying, calling the women bees of nature. And the women calling each other bees of nature. So that's been passed down too. So that ain't going to change. We ain't going to change that. It's going to take us to change that. The true believers. Not the actors and the phonies, not the one that give good lip service, but the one who give good work, one who don't mind the criticism coming from the criticizer. So I'm going to turn this back over to my wife. She's going to read about trying to find out the talk about Angel Mama, the first African-American, the first person that made pancakes. They stole that from us, too. They stole all that, making flowers, cornbread, the potato pie, the biscuits that we love to eat that they fix in the restaurant, these self-rise. We made that first, but we don't have no income coming from those well-established business that they stole from us. Because they hate us and they keep the hate going with Christian religion, with that false Christianity. God got a son. We should be on every mountain and every TV show and radio station condemning this lie so we can be a human family. We can't be, them people will never accept you as a human family long as they got the word white that they call themselves. They ain't white nowhere. And you put white next to right, you know they ain't right. Huh? But our people want to be there. They love them. Our people want to love everybody, but love people. Just I don't care who doing the talking. I don't care Farrakhan. I don't care TV Jake. I don't care if it's Dollar. All them big preachers that you know, they ain't teaching nothing that gonna bring us together because they ain't getting to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is God got a son and God is a Caucasian man and God loved Caucasian, gave them Santa Claus, Rudolph the Ram, the old reindeer, gave them Mother's Day, Father's Day, give them Halloween and all the other junk that we hear about coming to the winter time when you need your money. Here they come with Valentine and all this foolishness to get your money. So we I'm gonna bring my wife back up.
Wait a minute.
And cause I got to make a. You ready? So we are here to bring some clarity to all the lies that affect us. How do you make something inferior? To make us inferior, you had to talk that into us. You had to program that in us, calling us niggers. You can't find nowhere in Scripture where God say you made a nigger. You can find the word in the Arabic land, niggerless, mean you stingy as hell, and that's what the Caucasian, when you look at what he owned and what we own, he the real master nigger. He owned everything. We owned nothing. But who shot who? Who robbed who? Who stole? Who raped who? Who getting a divorce? Who broke in who house? That's what we own. We own nothing. None of these imam is saying, come on, let's patriotize our brother. We got a sister to open up a business. Let's support her, and let's go to a business. Huh? We got a people that come out of school, and they want to open up a factory. Let's work. They ain't saying nothing like that. All they doing is getting you a 2 cook bars, and all of them full of how they feel. Huh? And we was told the first part of the cook bar, the first half of the cook bar should be glorifying Allah and his prophet and all the good things that he done that we can look at our life and pay to what he did and get our life in order. The second half should be community business. Hey, somebody open a fish market. Let's all run to that fish market and support that fish market. The brother selling soap. The brother off in the old McCall dealership. Let's report it. Let's put it in the Muslim journal. Let the whole world know where we at, where we open up. And every day, every time we open up business, every week we open the business up, let's broadcast it in our paper. Let's tell everybody, let's create us a grapevine, or we'll take it and put it on the internet and let everybody know what business we finna know. That's when you're enthused. That's when you're happy that you're a free man or a free woman, that God have favored, have come back to you. But these people may like God don't care nothing about her. And they told us, and they had Christian preachers saying, they did us a favor by enslaving us. What kind of man, would say that? They didn't do Moses people no favor when they enslaved them. And their slavery and our slavery was 10 times worse than Moses' slavery. And God brought them out of that. And don't love us enough to bring us out of it. And some of us don't want to leave. Some want to hang on to what has happened in the past. Huh? We want to call the Caucasian man a white man. We still want to say, I'm a black man. Huh? We still want to be stuck. And we don't want to change the language. As long as we fail to change the language that we've been given, we always going to stay in this jig that this language will keep you in. We always going to stay concealed. Huh? Brother Ibrahim told me that he went to a barber shop. He was in a barber shop. He passed out the message of concern. And one of the barbers that he know, been known a long time, told him that God knew what he was doing when God gave us to the Caucasian people. God know what he was doing when God gave, they beat us and mistreated. We earned that. They folded us like that. Don't you know that kind of man can't help no? That kind of man will the North and South get to fighting again. That kind of man will get on the South side, on the South of people who with Caucasian people to help terminate you, to help kill you. It ain't about the culture, it's about the mentality. That's why they killed John Brown. His mentality will allow him to see African-American people put down and treated like, so he went out and tried to fight them and chained, killed a lot of slave masters until they killed him and his seven sons. Caucasian man. You got to be blind, deaf, and dumb, and crazy to accept somebody of a human family being mistreated, and he getting mistreated because he's black. But he's a human. And that's what God said. He made human beings. The human being is not one who mistreated a human being. So they have been no human being. They have been animals. They have been the real terror. The Caucasian and the people that love the Caucasian, the evil one, the one who love the evil one who don't want no truth in their life. So I thank you for allowing me to speak to you for a few minutes. If I said anything was wrong, I ask y'all to forgive me. If I said anything of any good at all, then all praise is due to Allah and not me, but to Allah. I thank Allah for blessing me to wake up this morning and wake up with a mind knowing that Allah is going to change this ugly, insane world. So I'm going to turn it back over to my wife, Dahir Akbar. Thank her for allowing me to come on and share just for a few minutes about things that I believe will help remake this world a better world for all of us to live in, and speak to some of the illness in society that are affecting us and the family members, friends and neighbors, and sharing with you what is the cure to turn that around. I say El Quran is the cure that would turn that around. So I'm turning it back over to my wife, Dahir Akbar. Thank you for letting me come on your show, Dahir Akbar. As-salamu alaykum. Here she comes.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm sorry that I was trying to complete something here on the cell phone that was sent to me from some information I had inquired about. And I can't seem to find that what I wanted to read, and it was on Bush Black. It just sent to me, too, this evening. I said I was going to read it on the Blog Talk Radio show tonight. Boy, that devil is busy. Well, I guess I'm slow moving here. and responding here, and I do apologize, but there was something very important that I was going to read to you tonight, some information and education, and it seems like it just, I have to clean my phone off, it got filled up so fast, but anyway, if anybody would like to say anything, just push one on your phone receiver, and I will turn your mic on and bring you in the queue, and you can voice and speak what you would like to speak on. I'm not going to call on you unless you do put an indication here that you would like to be called on. Otherwise, I'm not going to call on you. I don't want to intrude on anybody or disrespect anybody's wishes. Not to say anything by calling on them, letting them know I see your name there, but you like to know I'm not going to do that because that's a little bit not respectful to do it that way. I'd only call on you, bring you into the queue when you have an indication that you would like to say something. I'll only do that then. Meanwhile, I'm going to read another chapter from Brother Henry's book. We're hearing more. One thing I'd like to indicate that we're hearing more and more about the source of elimination for us that's going on now, killing the babies and all the younger people. It saddens us to know this, and then we wonder, what is it? What's the first step we can take to help do something about it? You know, maybe get a petition together and sign it and say, stop the killing of African-American babies or children, or stop the killing of the children, period. You know. Okay, I'm going to read this right here. False concept. False concepts are psychological pathogens. It's in Brother Henry's book. I did give you the title before, What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health. And I shall read, and then after this, I think I'm going to repeat to you again the information on what was sent to me to maybe like an announcement, you know, about the STEM school, the donations, STEM school, Blog Talk Radio Show, and other things that we can contribute to and patronize and donate to, because it does take money, it does take finances to do these things, you know. We don't get anything free, and I can understand that. And we should put more effort toward trying to help our own, you know. We can talk, but we need to do some things, you know, to let them know that we're in their corner and that we, you know, want to and do plan to contribute and send donations from time to time, you know. And I can remember just to ask for donations, maybe. Maybe not on the Blog Talk Radio Show, you know, before I get on the Blog Talk Radio Show in person. I'd like to read this. Chapter 10, False Concepts Are Psychological Pathogens. A pathogen is a microscopic virus, germ, or bacterium that has the ability to cause biological disease. A psychological pathogen is very hard to detect. That's what it says. A psychological pathogen is very hard to detect. subtle concept or teaching that has the ability to cause serious mental disease. The basic path that words or concepts follow on their journey to become human behavior is very easy to understand. First, words develop into thoughts, and then thoughts develop into behavior. Let's rephrase that. Words are the food for your thoughts, and your thoughts are the fuel for your actions. Understanding this basic fundamental formula for human development is mandatory if you want to protect your mind and the minds of your children from sickness. Let me put it to you this way. You're what you eat. You're what you eat physically, and you are what you eat mentally. The food you eat physically becomes a part of your physical body, and the words you feed your mind becomes a part of your thinking. If you feed your physical body diseased physical food, you can expect to become physically sick. If you feed your mind diseased words or concepts, you can expect that your mind will become mentally ill. It's as simple as that. The reverse is true. When you feed yourself healthy foods, when you feed your physical body healthy physical foods, your physical body soon becomes healthy and strong. It also stands to reason that when you feed your mind healthy concepts, your mind will soon become mentally stable and mentally strong. I don't care if your skin is as black as ink or as white as paper. If you feed your mind healthy concepts, your thinking and your life will grow to become well-balanced and strong. The formula also works in reverse. I don't care if your skin is as black as ink or as white as paper. If you feed your mind abnormal pagan concepts and beliefs, your thinking will become unbalanced and weak. The above statement explaining how this simple yet complex psychological formula works in the thinking of human beings is also thorough explained in the scriptural language of the Holy Quran and the Holy Bible. The Bible states in the book of Genesis that man, the human being, should not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Bible, Genesis 2nd chapter, 16th and 17th verses reads as follows. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt truly die. The knowledge of good, which is the universally pure, clean message that God revealed to his prophets, should never be mixed with psychologically destructive pagan concepts practiced by ancient pagan societies. When the two teachings are mixed together into one teaching and then fed to the members of society as religious truth, the minds of the people within that society become mentally unbalanced and abnormal. That's a fact. Soon, the normal humane sensitivities and thinking within the people begins to wither and die, while abnormal, deformed, inhumane sensitivities and thinking begins to take root and flourish. Just remember that the healthiest of all human thoughts is to remember that there is only one almighty and unseen creator who is responsible for the creation of all things in the heavens and the earth, and no one or no thing has the power to supersede or overrule the supreme authority and complete power of God. In a society that builds its institutions on the principles of the oneness of God, and the oneness of God's creation has the potential to lead the world in excellence. Shouldn't that be our goal? Shouldn't we all be striving to live in a society that reflects the excellent teachings that our prophets taught us? Okay. Well, that particular chapter, and it was talking about the tree of evil and good. It also started off talking about false concepts, our psychological pathogens, explained to us what false concepts are, or psychological pathogens are. There's a picture of a little male of color, a picture from the Library of Congress, it's a courtesy, from the Library of Congress, showing this little boy, this little man, showing this little child of color, standing up in the bed, the foot of the bed, looked like a single bed, you know, single bed you get for children. Standing at the foot of the bed with a little hospital gown on, looks like, and smiling. Yep. But it says a pathogen is a microscopic virus, germ, or bacterium that has the ability to cause biological disease. Okay, let's remember that. Okay. If anybody has anything to say, just let me know. Please push 1 on your phone receiver, and you'll be brought into the queue. Okay, chapter 26, I think I read this once, yeah, chapter 26, page 112, it is a picture courtesy, excuse me, picture courtesy Library of Congress, an elderly male of color who's expressing and giving his opinion. Calling the world to the purity of worshiping one God. And it says, when a people have been completely stripped of their human dignity, stripped of their self-esteem, stripped of their cultural history, and stripped of their love for themselves as human beings, those people have been psychologically murdered, and only God can save them. The above statement represents exactly what happened to the African-American slave community over a 300-year period. At this time, I'm going to address my comments to the men of the African-American community. As descendants from African-American slaves, the time has come to inform the world about the psychological dangers associated with the worship of human imagery in religion. It's time to call the world back to the worship of the one God who is invisible and does not have a skin color, a racial identity, or human flesh body. As soon as African-American men boldly take a stand on the universal concepts of truth, and the entire earth, entire world, I'm sorry, will change. Okay, let me read this once more. It says, as soon as African-American men boldly take a stand on the universal concepts of truth, the entire world would change. I don't care what your position in life is. You can be young or old, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. If you are strong enough to stand and say to the world that it is a crime against humanity to promote the worship of an ethnically identifiable human being as God in the flesh, the world of your stands. Okay. Okay, read this part right here. You can be young or old, rich or poor, educated or uneducated. If you're strong enough to stand and say to the world that it is a crime against humanity to promote the worship of an ethnically identifiable human being as God in the flesh, the truth of your words alone would have the power to change the thinking of human beings all around the world. As a matter of fact, the world would be on the wrong side of history if it didn't support our call to remove all human images of God from worship. A new respect, dignify, and vitality would be born in the African-American community overnight. We would only be doing what is right and following the mission of the prophets of God if we called for the world to correct its faulty thinking. Wasn't Prophet Moses right when he told Pharaoh to correct his faulty thinking? Yes, he was. Wasn't Prophet Jesus right when he told the wicked leaders of his society to correct their faculty thinking? Yes, he was. Wasn't Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of God be upon him, right when he told the wicked leaders of the world to correct their faulty thinking? Yes, he was. It is a natural obligation for man to protect the physical and psychological well-being of his wife, his children, his neighbor, his community, his nation, and his world. why shouldn't we as African American men want to make certain that our children don't grow up believing that God lived on earth as a Caucasian man? Do you think that Caucasian parents would allow the minds of their children to be crippled by a religious teacher that said, all right, why shouldn't we as African American men want to make certain that our children don't grow up believing that God lived on earth as a Caucasian man? Do you think the Caucasian parents would allow the minds of their children to be crippled by a religious teaching that said God lived on earth in the flesh of an African-American man? If, of course, they wouldn't. Okay, if anybody at any time would like to contribute or share with us and speak, just press 1 on your phone receiver. I'll turn on your mic and bring you into the queue. Please, just press 1. I'll turn on your mic and bring you into the queue if you have anything you want to share with us tonight. I think this weather's got me, because this weather's hot and it takes all the energy out when you go out. Takes all the energy out of you.
This is Atlanta City Council member, Michael.
Well, this election is going on. Everybody's calling you. Okay, I see one. And thank God, that's my brother. Yes. Thank you, Brother Muhammad. You have something
yes.
You want to share with us. I appreciate it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
May Allah peace and bless you be on all of us. And as always, it's always too good to listen and look at things through the eyes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the human being.
Mm-hmm.
And see through those eyes revelation and how it keeps us on a straight connection with all of this bombardment from the shaitan to disengage us from what is clear and bring us into a degree of shade, as people say, 50 shades or whatever, be it white, black, whatever. 50 shades is 50 shades of a way away from clarity and in clarity, trying to get in clarity. And to move around and know that the message of concern for the protecting of all children, and especially those of those who believe in one God and Muhammad is his messenger. We have
right.
that right also.
Mm-hmm.
We have that right more so than anyone, because everyone has had a chance except those who believe in one God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been given a place in the hearts, in the minds, in the intellect, in everything that frees us from racial, skin color, false imagery, lies, etc., if we can stay focused through the eyes of the Quran and the eyes of a human being like us, Prophet Muhammad, so that we can see what God has been telling us, the human being, ever since our creation,
mm-hmm.
you know, and have tested us through and through to show the world that his vision in us has not changed. He said he is always near.
Yes.
You can always see clearly. What's that old song, I can see clearly now? Down that the
uh-huh.
rain has fallen.
Rain is gone. Mm-hmm.
So we have to remember. We have to open our eyes first. We have to open the eyes of the Quran, open up the eyes of Prophet Muhammad in our eyes. Since we are one soul, one community in progress. If we don't do that, we will find ourselves walking blindly in the ways of those who are blind, deaf, and dumb, whether we believe it or they believe it or not.
Right.
We cannot let the material world, the spiritual world, the intellectual world manipulated by Shaitan make us think that we have having funnel vision or double
mm-hmm.
vision, you know, or whatever. Our goal is to maintain, to share the information and be a mirror
mm-hmm.
to those who are lost for identity. And when they look in the mirror, they see nothing. It's so confusing. It's just unclear to them.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Our children are very important. And they don't know what they are. And we
That's
keep
right.
ignoring that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If I'm not mistaken, I remember we came a long way from being a slave, a nigger, a coon. Oh, I ain't no telling how many names of identification that we have carried, trying to keep us from looking through and at ourselves with the eyes that Almighty God Allah has given each and every human being. And our children are looking through so many eyes, they look like a fly. You know how a fly got a thousand eyes? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they see so much stuff. That but they can't put it in one focus,
right?
Because they've been attracted to so many illusions and differences in the eyes of the people who they look at, because they got eyes like flies too,
mm-hmm.
and no one can see where each other's coming from in a straight way, except for those who have and remember. That they have the eyes of Almighty God Allah to see with. Now, we have reached our development as a people, and we have been warned by one of the most recognized human beings who looks straight with the eyes of the Quran and the eyes of Prophet Muhammad, the two symbols of the last revelation. For those who see the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And if we don't do it, we will unconsciously be sleepwalking,
mm-hmm.
be dazed, be blind, colored blind, all kind of blindness, you know. And our children, we won't be able to see them clearly anymore. And they won't be able to see us clearly anymore. Because we have so many identities in our vision of who we are, what we are. I just left a program where the identity of being an African American was being taught so strong that it's pulling us backwards. I've been on other programs where the being a black people it's been taught so strong that it is pulling us back in the blackness. I've seen some of us who were on their way out of being a Negro have turned back from being a Muslim because of the attraction of so many schisms, psychological effects on our intellect to focus on the true light that Almighty God gives every human being. This is not a unique experience that we're going through. It says that we are responsible for the experience now. Other nationalities, as they call themselves, other colors, skin colors that they call themselves, you know, they all have had the opportunity to see clearly the guidance and the revelation of Almighty God sent to the human family. Every one of them have had an opportunity. And they are knowingly or unknowingly trying to blind us and give us this multicultural, multiracial, multi lie of unity when we actually will be like the fly lie. Every one of them is separated, isolated. And the straight vision that it has, all of those eyes are going down a straight funnel vision and cannot see the next eye next to it is seeing. So we have to make sure that we don't become and look through life through animal eyes, insect eyes, criminal eyes, homosexual eyes, thieves' eyes. There's so many eyes and visions and perceptions out there in that world out there that we can see why and thank Almighty God of love for bringing us back to one focus. And that's Him, your Creator, the one who cherishes and nourishes and gives everyone what they want, their health, their peace, their justice, their happiness, their love, whatever they migrate for within their intellect is what they will get. But the one who strives to have themselves back to being one soul, and these are the things that we need to teach our children, how important that regardless of how many differences they see in the world, they have to stay focused that we are one soul. And the souls that they see in separation, Allah has given them free will to do so. And there are out there, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my ummah is like the moths going toward the fire. We've been attracted by all kind of phony lights, green light. Look at the things we taught our children when we learn them. We should teach it, you know, learn ourselves. Green light, red light. You know, all kind of lights. And we are like being attracted to all of them. And they all lead to the wrong way of the light of following the light of Allah in the revelation that He has sent to the human family. It's dangerous time right now. It's more dangerous than what a lot of people know. When you see how people are grasping for an identity other than the truth identity that they really was created in. They don't know how to get it, even though they got it. They got money. They got wonderful homes, cars, and everything. Don't you know, don't you see right in reality that the richest people on this earth are lost? How can you be lost when we've been taught that will solve your problem? Let me say that again. You have the richest people on the earth lost, just like Almighty God Allah said. Verily, the human being is lost. And what you got, paraphrasing, is not going to count for nothing. Your money, your logic, your rationale, if it is not reflecting the light of revelation, you know. And especially those of us in these days of time when we are to reflect the purifying light. This light from the Quran is so wonderful that it purifies all of the phony light out there and make all the phony light out there one light. You'll watch the red light turn white or bright. You'll see the red light turn clear. You'll see the green light turn clear. You'll see the purple, the iridescent light. All of them will become clear and be one light. That is what we got to try to give our children if we want to protect them from the psychological effects of false light of understanding, for false light of guidance, false light of who they are. You know, can you imagine how a real life in this reality, the language they use in this world here, how a child, because Allah is in control of everything, might become what they call a very light skin, and then somebody say he's a Negro, somebody say he's a African-American, somebody say he's a nigger, but still when he look at his skin that they claim that they base it on, he's black. How confusing can that be to a child? When they look at themselves and everything they see about themselves is not real, according to the world. They don't know who they are, but they do know when they hear revelation recited by their parents or on the airway, because Allah is most merciful. He makes sure that everyone at every day, 24/7, mercy is coming down, understanding is coming down, the light of truth is coming down. It's just that those who are responsible are to guide it to those who want it and want to be out of the dark in the illusion of the rainbow. What they had, what he said, the rainbow, whatever you used to call it, rainbow something. They used to call it through Jesse Jackson.
Coalition.
Of different light. Yeah, rainbow something. Yeah, but anyway, but I'm just saying that I don't think that using the language of the, of where we at now, we, the people of the descendants of African slaves in America, we don't really realize how this really is attacking your soul and your will striving towards its creator and clarity and wants to be seen the way that it is supposed to be seen, clearly the word of God in the flesh, et cetera, et cetera. And Allah proved that when he gave Adam flesh, when he gave Esau flesh, two wonderful miracles that no one can deny how we are the word of the creator of all the words we give creation by his permission. And it's clear. Quit letting us walking around with our eyes closed and thinking that we are looking at the light of the revelation when we're really looking at the light that's in our mind. Dark light. Example. You know, they started out using the bright light. That's why they get the street light also was used to attract the insects and things. It was also up there for a reason other than give us light. It was also there a way of attracting mosquitoes and things and bugs that were come out and pester and eat on the human being at night while they're in the dark. And then they found out what is the cheapest way they can go about doing it and yet still keep us in the dark. They come out with the black light. What's that other one? The strobe light. The green light. They come out with all these different lights to control our moves and actions and dictate to us when we can go, stop, be cautious. At the same time, why it blinds you to the clear light. Our children's mind has been overwhelmingly attacked now by those who think they believe. Remember, most of all the trouble in the reality that we have seen in history, it's always between people who claim to be people of God. All the wars, all the army, even back in the days when man didn't know who Allah was, they had a belief that they, what we would say, they considered to be their creator or their God who was in charge of what they do. And they fought over it. Tribes used to fight each other for the who had the best God, as we know, like in the example of the Kaaba. All those 300-some gods in there, and people used to fight over them, kill each other, lie to each other, excessive. And it's still going on today with the clear light of the Quran and the example of the human beings. True light of dignity. in Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm telling you, we got to teach our children al-Islam, not Islam. Al-Islam. They don't even know nothing about when we used to be black, when we used to be called a nigger, a Negro, an African-American, Muslim American. We need to be just what Allah told us we are. Your Khalifa, your Mu'min, and you're Muslim. Now we turn around and follow that same path back to where we came from. We're Muslim. We're Mu'min. And our goal is to be Khalifa on this earth once again. And Allah knows that is coming quick. So the attack on our children's minds is extreme, because we are attacking their mind too, by not being focused, not being controlled of our minds, not being controlled of our words. Look how we have got used to, over just a matter of 60 or 65, we have got used to not making our word our bond no more. We done got used to it. We don't care if anybody believes us or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't care what we tell anybody. When it comes down to protecting your private confusion. Because you know, and Allah know that you don't know what you're doing. And that you have stepping. You're being hypocritical. You just straight out lying about what you hear. Look how we lie to each other, and we think because it's acceptable now that even people of faith lie to each other. Ain't that what we find a big lie? A bunch of people that got together over a little over a couple thousand years ago and have been telling everybody God had a son. You think religious people who claim that they love God and they follow God ain't liars? But one of their schemes is they admit that they're sinners. And they try to convince us that we're sinners. You were born sinner. Another lie. Serious lie. That Satan has the human family believing in. And when they find the truth about it, he has them hooked with controlling their food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. So they think. Even what the way they believe. Satan is dictating to every religion on this earth. Satan is dictating to those people how to live it, how to be a Buddhist, how to be a Hindu, how to be a witch doctor. How to be voodoo. And he is trying his best to make us turn from the Quran and turn from the life example of Prophet Muhammad, like Allah tells us in the Quran. They will do anything to make you go back worshiping what your fathers and mothers worship. And wow, when I heard that for the first time, and I looked around at my uncle and them, I said, Dad, my uncle and them who are deacons had their own church. I said, wow. And these are people of faith. And he comes right out of church and go home and sell beer and liquor to the congregational members who try to beat him by the house to get some liquor on Sunday. Because it's against the law on Sunday. He's selling beer and liquor. Pork, you know. I said, wow, what kind of true light they are following? What kind of true light are they following? And this so-called human being that they call Jesus Christ, he's the light of their world? Hell, I don't need that light. They are blind to what they're doing to themselves. They're blind how they are willfully dancing all the way to the hellfire. They're trying to get us to do it too. Us people, regardless of what they call us, and regardless of what you look like, and regardless of what your skin color is, the life for you is in al-Islam. Quit letting our weak brothers and sisters of faith, like my uncles and my aunts who I've seen, get up and talk about, praise the Lord, and then go home and sell liquor. to the same congregational ministers who are in that audience hollering, hallelujah. And they got us doing the same thing, talking loud and doing nothing. And our children are watching. We keep forgetting that our children are listening and their mind is pure. They are looking and their eyes are wide open at the lie that we all are living on different degrees in what we say that we believe. When are we going to wake up and realize that for 1,400 years, those who said la ilaha illallah has not submitted to the will of Allah, has not put their will in the will of Allah. They have part of it in there because they want the benefits. Let me say that again. They have part of their will in the will of Allah because they want the benefits of Al-Islam. They want the dignity. They want the power of showing someone I'm stronger than you when it comes to my faith, etc. But in truth, like Allah says in the Quran, they are all corrupt. All of them. We have to protect our children on the real side. For the sake of time, it is so important that those of us, you ain't no black no more. I wish you Muslims get that through your head, and you ain't yellow, and you ain't red, and you ain't white. You are clear. Servants of Almighty God, Allah, the creator of all the world. And stop calling yourself names of disrespect to one another. Hey, what's going on, Brother Wolf? Hey, my dog. What's going on, B? What's going on? Look at these things that the religious people, using that terminology, call each other, greet each other, and do. Our children are watching. We was free a long time ago. And what the first thing that they ought to be like, Muhammad told us by Allah's permission, you are the dead. Go out there and get your dead brother and bring them back here. So we can start helping them get away from being blind, deaf, and dumb to the truth. And here we are almost 70, 80 years later. We are still dealing with that psychological effect to where we can't see clearly the truth. We can't hear clearly the truth. We can't put in deeds and actions the truth. But yet still here we are telling somebody else. That they're doing the same thing that we're doing. But we can't see it. So who really is blind, deaf, and dumb? Those who are supposed to be open-eyed and free and all-hearing. We supposed to have the best ears of everything. Our children, this program on Tuesdays and Sundays is for a dua to Almighty God Allah that make us, help us to save the children. And Allah said, those of you who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, save your children first so that the other children in the world will see how much you love your children, how much you protect your children, that they will demand that their parents let them hear and be more around Rabia. Let me go over Fatima's house. Mommy, I like Rahima. They want to be like us because they see themselves in themselves if they are in submission to what we believe in. But they see inconsistency, and their parents always have an excuse. Oh, they ain't real. They just like us. You know, and then they start pointing it out. We don't know it, though, but they be pointing out to the children. They be telling the children why us Muslims are not to be trusted. And then we have the hypocrites among us who are the imps of the Shaitan are doing crazy things on TV, killing each other, abusing our women, kidnapping our women, forcing our women to have baby by them. These hypocrites, because we have not yet ran them out of our midst or exposed them like our leader told us, or like Imam Muhammad said, turn the light on them. So people can see the difference in the men and women who claim to be servants of Almighty God Allah and the followers of his example, Prophet Muhammad, as the poll in every degree. Every degree. And then they will see the ones who, to their best human ability, are the ones who are most useful to them if they want the truth. And Allah will increase that model in us to grow the more we tend to our business and raise our children, establish our community, establish our business, and don't look for no compliment from the world. If they want to go to hell, assalamu alaikum. There's nothing you can do about it anyway. If Allah has designed for them to go to hell for their deeds and actions, there's nothing we can do except tell them, assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be upon you while you in hell. But there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do except just save my own soul first and my loved ones and tell you about how to do it if you want to hear it. Boy, and right now, the 48 million people of African descent in the United States of America, again, we are going through the, and I want you to understand this, the same type of mentality that made our brothers and sisters in Africa sell us into slavery. We're doing the same thing again, and Satan is developing the same mind over here. What they call it, sellout, he's a sellout. Ain't that what they say? She's a sellout. We are selling each other again to the white man. That's what makes it so bad. Selling it right back to the white man, just like he, in his false prophecy, said, oh, I'm going to let them go, and they're going to come back on their own free will. Because if they don't submit to God, they're going to come back on their own free will because they're going to have to serve me. Because I'm in control of their earthly desires. I'm in control of their land, their food, their shelter, their clothes. They're going to have to come. If they don't submit wholeheartedly to the creator of all the world, my creator and their creator, I know they're coming back to me. I ain't got to worry. I just have to sit back and chill. That's all I got to do. And they'll send their children to us like they did back in the old days. I mean, you know, back in the days how they used to show us the movies, how when the white man visited different African countries, guess what the people did? Didn't they bring their children out to see the white man? Let him pat them on their head. What would the Pope goes anywhere in the world, what does the people do? Don't they bring their children out to him and ask him to bless them? Rub their head, especially in the countries using worldly language of people of color. They bring your children out to him and give them to him. And we don't realize that we're doing the same thing here in America. We're giving our children back to the white man and his sons and daughters, his sex life, his appetite. Don't you know ain't nobody crazy? We have a lot of our children who eat pork when they ain't at home. We got a lot of our children who are having sex. If they can get away with it, they'll do it right inside of our Islamic school. We know that all the teen pregnancy that we got running in our community, it don't all happen somewhere privately. It's happening in the schools. In the masses, they can get away with it. Just like we used to do when we was in the church. When we used to see brothers and sisters sneaking in the bathroom. going out behind the church. That's why Allah said, I'm not going to change your condition just because you say you believe. When I've given you the ability to change your own condition first, to show me in your prayers that you want help, to continue that change from this ugly world out here, that's here is a test. But we mustn't forget about our children. We mustn't forget about it. Ibrahim didn't forget about his children. He said, oh, Allah, paraphrasing, may you bless my children to be believers. And they be willing to give their life or their death to prove it. Like I did with my son, Ishmael. I was willfully going to do it. That's how much we got to love our children. We want to protect them. And we're not giving them that type of love to where we want to stay at home with them, pool our resources and build stores for them, restaurants for them, rec centers for them. Then all we're doing is going out and giving our children back to the slave master. We're selling them back to us. And then the ones who are a little older from the age of we are seeing now that it might be 16, 17 years old, that we already have developed a mindset amongst us that they start selling, pimping, what they call it, they start pimping. Look how long pimps been in our community, selling our daughters. For years, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. That same mindset that got amongst us by listening to the Satan, to some of us, has had us start pimping and selling our children back to the white man for his pleasure. And back for the corrupted ones of us, our entertainers. A pimp had that woman out doing after all day doing all those crazy things for the money, and then when she come home, he wants to explore her sexually and treat her like a dog, make her lick him and all everything else at a party amongst the pimps and players. Our children are heading dead for that fire on this earth and in this reality. And if we don't help them, they will be in the fire, be fuel for the fire. Because they come out of the homes of the believers. They come out of the homes of the Quran, of the Bible, of the Torah. They go deep, deep, deep in the hellfire because they knew the truth. They know the truth. And they rejected the truth when they get to that point of confusion. And that's why on the day of judgment, Allah asks us, how did you raise, paraphrasing, your children? What did you tell your children? Did you tell them I was God and that Muhammad is my final messenger and that you have been born in the world at a time when it's in his last days and you could go to hell quick? Because you know the truth. So in closing, we pray that we remember we are under the influence of Ramadan Mubarak for 1 year until the next Ramadan Mubarak. And we should remember that Almighty God Allah is talking to us just like he did in those 30 days when we made the big voodoo. We were staying from food, water, sex, bang talk while we listened and read with our Creator was telling how we have to get back in the court with someone who's just like us. Amen. Back to you, Sister Daiga.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Muhammad. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Very useful information. Help us like you always do, sharing your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding with us. I appreciate it. Well, look like this is the end of another broadcast here, and we might as well close on out. Just thank everybody for coming. Stay safe. And Brother Muhammad, could you just go on and close out for us, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. May Allah be blessed upon everybody, and we love you in the host and out the host, and we thank you for listening to the message concerned by our great hosts, Sister Akbar, Brother Akbar, Brother Sujah, Sister Sujah, Muhammad, Imam Ibrahim, and his wife. May Allah peace and blessings be on all of us and multiply.
Amen.
The sharing of the seriousness of the message of concern. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. May Allah be safe, everybody.